Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. And as you know, usually at this time, I welcome you to our podcast, or rather our broadcast, and I invite you to Mass at our parish on weekends. But as it turns out, we're not able to offer Mass, at least as of this recording, on weekends. So we're not inviting you there. We are letting people know that if you want to go to your local parish for confession, the Cardinal has asked for confession to keep on going. But unfortunately, we're not able to offer Mass. And that obviously is a rather unique time for us right now. And it's also a time to reflect on maybe what the Lord is saying to us during this time as Catholics, because we are restricted from actually attending Mass. And so it's time for us to say, Lord, how are you speaking to us today? One of the important things to know is any time the Jews were prevented from worshiping in the temple, it was because God was making a very clear statement to them, you need to come back to me. And I think it's something we need to look at, how we as a church and as many people in the church have drifted away from God in one way or another, maybe not completely or maybe not even for the most part, but when we make little compromises in our life, then what happens is slowly those compromises lead us away from God. Can I give you an example of such a compromise? Sure. You know, Father, I'd be going to church every Sunday, but we got sports in the morning, and our family goes to sports from September to May, but we'll be back in church in June. You can rest assured of that. There's one. There you go. That's a compromise. That's a, I want to be faithful to the Lord, but I'm going to make a compromise here. But he doesn't mind because he forgives us. That's called presumption. That's a sin. That's a sin of presumption. You see, when the Lord is calling us to attend Mass on Sundays, he's calling us for several reasons. One of it is because we are his people as of baptism. And so he's calling his people to become part of his worshiping community through the liturgy, through the Mass. He's calling us to speak to us through his word and to share with us his body and blood. And when we turn around and say, well, you know, I got something a little bit more important, then you know what? We're doing exactly what we see in the Gospels of the people who are invited to that king's party. And they all turn around, yeah, I'd be there, but, you know, I get the stuff that just happened to pop up. I can't make it. And finally, the king turns around and said, fine, I don't want them. I want these other people. And that's what happens. It's a tiny compromise. Oh, he won't mind. Oh, the Lord doesn't mind because he's all forgiving. Well, no, he is all forgiving when we are sorry for our sins. But if we're not sorry for our sins, no one can be forgiven. It's the same thing if someone comes up to you and punches you in the face and has every intention of doing that to you for every minute, and you say, well, I forgive you. Well, why do you forgive him? He has chosen not to be sorry for his sins. You can't forgive him because he's just going to keep on doing it. Well, the Lord does the same thing. I'd like to forgive you, but you're not going to stop committing the sin, so I can't. Priests do that, deal with that in confession from time to time. People will come in and they make it very clear they're not going to stop committing the sin. And the only response is, well, you can't receive the forgiveness of the Lord. So then maybe this is a time to look at what are the little compromises we make in our lives that prevent us from coming to really offer ourselves completely to the Lord, which is what he calls us to do, and allow the Lord to receive us as his people, as we receive him as our God. So this is a good time to reflect on that. If you can't receive communion, which virtually no one can do right now, then there is the opportunity for what is known as a spiritual communion, and that's something I would definitely encourage as well. So if we're talking about a spiritual communion, then we're just saying to the Lord, Lord, I can't receive you right now, but I what I do is I ask you to come into me spiritually. I ask to receive you as I would if I could receive you normally, but I can't. So I ask that you come into my life so that I can receive you as you have called me to do. Cardinal Burke sent out a letter a little while ago, and he talked about that spiritual communion. And he asks us to consider doing it. And he actually gives us the prayers that we can use in this spiritual communion. So one of the things we can do is use these words or any words that we may find acceptable. But here are the words he gives to us. Since I am unable now to receive thee sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. And those words come to us from St. Alphonsus Liguori. So something to think about. Let me do that again. Since I am unable now to receive thee sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. That's a spiritual communion. If you feel uncomfortable using the word thee, you can use you, because obviously that's exactly what the word means. And some people do have trouble using the older English, and so it's just as legitimate to use modern English in that case. Let me do it to you one more time, saying these words. Since I am unable now to receive thee or you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart, from St. Alphonsus Liguori. And again, those are words that we use when we are unable to receive the Lord sacramentally. And they actually can be used at other times. And this might be a reminder as well. Maybe this is another way the Lord is speaking to us. Because I know some people will go to communion no matter what. And they're not ready to go to communion, maybe. And, you know, something I need to throw in this point. Some people will say, well, you're not supposed to go to communion if you have a mortal sin, an unconfessed mortal sin. Yes, that is true. So obviously you should confess the sins and then you can go to communion. Don't look at it as a condemnation. Ooh, look at them. Look at it as, you're not ready to receive communion. You want to be ready to receive communion. Remember these powerful words that the Lord God said to Moses when Moses first approached the bush that appeared to be burning but was not being consumed. So it was burning but was not being consumed. What were those first words? Remove your sandals, for you are on holy ground. So what that really is, if you're not coming to receive communion in regular Mass because maybe you're not ready or whatever the case may be, or you have a mortal sin, or you're not prepared, or you haven't bat, whatever the case may be, the real, call it as, I am not ready to receive communion at this point. And so don't take it as a condemnation, but take it as, okay, so what do I have to do to get ready? What do I have to do to prepare myself? Is it a changeable situation? And if it is a changeable situation, then let me do that. Am I not receiving communion because there's something that I consider more important to God? These are a great time for us to reflect on that, as all of us are unable to receive communion. So think of that spiritual communion. By the way, always remember we have the rule, but then we have the reason for the rule. So don't get caught in, well, that's the rule. That's the rule. You have to do it that way. No, there's a reason for the rule. And if we are approaching the Lord God in a way that we are not ready, then it's like we're approaching the king in dirty clothes, which is also not one of the things that Jesus says in the Gospels. It's like we're walking before the Lord saying, hey, God, how are you? As we would do with the king. Well, if you did that to the king would cast you out of the courtroom so quick. But in reality, you wouldn't make it that far, because the security to the king or whoever it would be would say, you're not going to see him like that. And we sometimes forget that. We get this attitude, well, I can do this. This is okay, because the Lord is all forgiving. So this gives us a really good time to reflect on how we receive communion. One of the struggles I have is there are people who sometimes come up for communion and you go, the body of Christ, and they go, thank you. Whoa, that's not the right word. Now, I don't castigate them right then and there. That would be a problem, but that is not the right word. The reason is because amen is an affirmation. I am affirming that this is the body and blood of Christ, and I receiving Christ as my Lord into my heart, in my soul, and obviously into my body. The other response, thank you, is an acknowledgement, but it's not an affirmation. It's just saying, yes, you are giving this to me and I'm receiving it. It could be anything at that point, but amen is an affirmation. And it's a whole different word. So this is maybe a really good time the Lord is giving us to ask us, when you do receive communion, why are you receiving communion? And what does it mean to you? A really good time to reflect. In the meantime, it's a great time to do spiritual communion. So these are some of the things that we want to look at as we come to understand what it is we are receiving at Mass during this time that we cannot, none of us can receive it. And in that case, you can say we're on a level playing field. So this is an opportunity for all of us to say, Lord, what are you saying to us? Whether or not we are faithful to all the call that Jesus gives to us in responding and going to church every Sunday, maybe even going to church every day, maybe doing, you know, receiving communion, going to confession on a regular basis, or those of us who are away from the church and saying, wow, what is happening? What is the Lord saying to us? And I'm speaking to all baptized Catholics. And whether you are a lay person, a priest, a bishop, or a cardinal or above, we have to look at that. All of us reflect on what is the Lord saying to us. Be careful, and I'm going to say this on a spiritual level as much as a actual level, be careful of saying all of this is God speaking to them, and I hope they are listening because I am faithful. Then you're like the Pharisee and the publican. Remember the Pharisee and the publican? The Pharisee said, thank you, Lord, that I'm not like him. You know, that's a real warning sign because Jesus says he was not justified. So what is the Lord saying to us? What is the Lord saying to each of us at this time, and reflect on that. We are SaintAnthonyAlston.org, S-A-I-N-T, AnthonyAlston.org, and you can find daily updates at stanthonyhomilies.com. Have yourself a blessed day.